This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
We ready? Oh, we already rolling. You ready, baby?
Yep.
Hey, the Shark Tank. No jumper. Sharpest, coolest podcast.
In the world?
Man. She already got it. And today, we have a lovely lady that I've already taken a liking to out of that good old Chicago area, correct?
Yeah.
We have Queen Key in the building today. How are you doing, love?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How was, you been out here for a minute or you just got
No,
go
I literally got here yesterday.
You got here yesterday? How's it been so far for you?
It's been cool. I love L.A.
You like L.A.?
Yeah, I love L.A.
You ain't ran into none of the bullshit yet, have you? That's why. You ain't ran into the bullshit.
What kind of bullshit?
Just be a lot of shit going on, baby. That's all, you know?
Yeah.
Look at that look. Just like how y'all be having it going on in Chicago, same shit here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers probably ain't running down the street, you know what I'm saying, playing like cap guns all day, you know what I'm saying? But I know y'all, that shit a sport over there for y'all. You know what I'm saying? It's a real sport. But
man, they do that shit everywhere, I feel like.
Yeah?
Yeah, I feel like it's just beef and shit everywhere. Niggas just be doing shit.
You don't be having no problems, do you? You be having
issues? I don't play that shit. I don't.
You don't seem like you
do. You know, I keep the peace. I don't got time like for that shit.
Popping shit, huh? Let something come up on you. We ain't doing no talking.
I don't care for that shit.
We ain't doing no talking. So talk to me, baby. You with, from Chicago.
Yeah.
You do music, of course, which we're going to dive into. When did you start doing music? You start fucking around?
I dropped my first song probably in like 2015, the summer.
Oh, so it's nothing new to you. You're not this New Year rapper. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
everybody jumping on. Everybody want to rap today. You know?
Oh, yeah, nah. But it's so funny because even when I started rapping, people were saying everybody want to rap. So I think everybody going to always just want to rap.
Yeah.
But, well, yeah, I've been doing it for some years.
Yeah, and I see that. But that's, don't you feel like that's a problem? Doesn't it take from the true embodiment of real music, everybody just trying to jump in, you know? Because 2015, I felt like, was a good year to get into music.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? It was.
A lot of stuff was new. Now a lot of shit, people just copying off motherfuckers. It's just people just basically getting paid to be a rapper type shit.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's kind of lame, but eventually that shit gonna die out, you know?
Yeah.
Like, real music just always gonna win.
Yeah. Do you feel like, and you ain't even gotta say no names, but do you feel like there's been some people since 2015 that may have bitten the Queen Key style?
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. All the bitches bite.
Hey, real shit.
Hell yeah.
I just had to ask. Like, I'm curious. Like, has anybody bitten your style? You don't seem like a person to really come out and talk shit about it too much.
Yeah, nah, because, I mean, that's what come with it, you know, when you just great type shit. So it's like, bitches going to copy off me because my whole style, how I came in, it was kind of new.
Yeah.
So, you know, but a lot of girls think like me too, though, you know, so it was kind of like them copying off me, but then them also expressing themselves too, so I don't really be tripping. It's like, you know.
Yeah. So you say you don't even be stunted like that, huh?
Hell no.
Don't be.
Because it's like you could only copy me to a certain extent.
Yeah. You know, I always say, especially when it comes to music or things like that, you could buy jewelry, cars, clothes, and do the videos. You can't buy talent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You cannot buy this shit and how to go in there and really lay something down on wax.
Right, for real.
You know what I'm saying?
So
so it's like what? Talk
that
to
copying
me.
Shit, it don't really matter. Because it's like, you know, people talent is they talent type shit. Man is man. Like, I'm not really worried about that at all.
Yeah. You just dropped a new project, Rich Off Head.
Yep, Rich Off Head.
You had one before that, too, right? That went even crazier, too. What was it called?
You talking about Eat My
Eat My pussy.
Yeah, and
I wanted you to
eat my pussy again too, though.
And then you had to eat my pussy again. I don't know about the eat my pussy. I didn't know about the eat my pussy again.
Yeah, it was a follow up. Eat my pussy again.
That's a cold ass follow up. All you had to do is add the again. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. So before we dive into your newest project, let's go to that one real quick. Then the eat my pussy project. Sounds like a fucking foundation. Like you're supposed to donate some money to the Eat My Foundation.
Hey, that's funny.
It was so
that's
cold funny. They had to run it again. The Eat My Pussy Again Foundation.
Gee, that's
how did that body of music come about? I know we're going back to 2015, hopefully.
Oh no, this EMP came out in 2018. So basically, just at the time, that's just where I was at in life. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, eat my pussy. You know, I was just getting a lot of head.
You was getting a lot of head?
Yeah. You just getting a lot of head. You was getting a lot of head. Just writing.
Baby, please tell me you was using a damn dental dam. You dig? Did you use a dental dam,
baby? I'm not saying like a lot of head from a lot of different people. I was just getting a lot of head.
Okay, because you know, you gotta think about it. That's
yeah, no,
wound.
Yeah, no,
that's
not
a pour on your body.
Yeah, hell
you know?
No, not like just
it's like
people.
It's an open wound.
No, for sure.
You know, you putting
no,
somebody's
sure.
tongue and spitting saliva.
No, for sure. You have no idea how much head I turned down. So that's what I'm saying. I ain't.
But you love head.
Yeah. Yeah.
And which is cool. You've turned it down. Listen, I ain't mad at you. Yeah. If you gonna get head.
I turned down hella head, like from people who I would even get head from.
Yeah.
But like you said, I just can't be having hella people eat my pussy.
Get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I'm saying. I done turned down hella head. Like,
think about that spit. You know, the mouth's the nastiest thing on a person's body.
For sure.
Yeah. So you gotta make sure you watch your dental dam it up. You want multiples? Hey, I ain't mad at you. Take care of your business. You young, you living pretty. You want somebody to eat your pussy, that's fine. Be like, nigga, dental damn this motherfucker.
That's the thing.
I believe it. I believe you. I'm just saying.
But now
you have
get,
to practice safe eating.
For sure.
You know,
sure.
Dental damn. Make sure they put the plastic down there for you. You know what I'm saying? Your shit'll get wet. It'll stick. And then you'll start feeling it before you know it. No, would you tell me a little bit more, though, about the... You said you was getting a lot of head at the time.
Yeah, I was getting a lot of head or whatever.
And said, gee, I should come out and eat my pussy.
Yeah, so literally. So it's to the point, I had got some head that was probably so motherfucking good.
Mm-hmm.
And I had tweeted, I was like, you know, I'm about to name my mixtape Eat My Pussy. And it was a joke, but it went viral as...
It's always
and then
this
my
shit
manager,
like that, huh?
Right, and then my manager at the time, he was like, you funny as hell, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay. Y'all always the shits. Let's go.
Yeah.
So, yeah, eat my pussy. And then I, like, the abbreviation for it is EMP. And then I looked up, like, different stuff that, like, EMP means. And, like, EMP is electromagnetic pulse. And it's, like, a bomb type shit.
Yeah.
So I'm like, yeah, this bitch like a bomb. Like, I'm finna come through this bitch like a bomb. I basically was making it make sense for me in a lot of different ways.
Right. Wasn't just eat my pussy. It was a lot deeper than that.
And then I actually made it a company now, and it's called Impressive Media Productions. Because I'm keeping the EMP shit going. That's my shit. I love EMP, as my chain say.
No, that's cool. No, I like that you kept that going, you know, and that you didn't just let it
stay
at eat my pussy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You didn't took it to where it has a lot more meaning to you than that. Yeah. Maybe that's where you were supposed to find it, just at the eat my pussy.
No,
you found more out about it, baby.
Yeah.
That's dope right there. I like that. That's cold.
Thanks.
So what'd you end up like? So the track ended up going crazy. People was fucking with the eat my pussy.
Yeah. Then I did eat my pussy again. Yeah.
So good. The first I had to come back. It was so nice.
Right.
I had to do it twice.
Okay. Then I got pregnant with triplets, so I paused them.
Yeah, I'm definitely are going to get into that. But let's talk about you dropping your new project, Rich Off Head.
Yes, Rich Off Head.
So are you, when you made this, because obviously the Eat My Pussy, you just broke that one down for me in detail. What does Rich Off Head mean? Were you giving a lot of head and got rich?
Oh, no, I wasn't. So
were you
a head giver.
So you weren't on?
No.
I'm just saying. You weren't
on. I'm actually a pimp. I'm actually a pimp.
Man, everybody say it. You know what I noticed? You know, and this is the best words I can give you, right? This is the best words I can give you when it comes to that.
Don't start playing with me.
I'm about to tell you the real. I'm about to give you some real game, baby. Mm-mm. Everybody's down until it's time to really get down. So everybody always claims something. It's as easy as a gangster, right? Listen, for real. It's as easy as a gangster, right? And niggas say they gangsters, and they real killers or whatever the case may be. And then when it comes down to something like that, they really bitch up.
Man,
or
send some hoes in here right now. I'll show you. I'll turn it to Money Mike in this bitch.
Nah, you know what you're going to do? Fuck around and catch us a case. Is what's going to happen.
Yeah.
That's what it'll do.
Yeah. You're
playing stupid, not playing. Yeah. I'm for real. It's a different day and age. It's a different day and age like that.
On a serious note, I thought like pimping was kind of legal, especially in like Las Vegas.
It's very illegal.
For real?
Hell yeah.
In Vegas?
You already fucking up. You could never go take a tour with me on that shit. I thought it was legal. You know, I thought we could go do. I'm like, what the fuck did you talk about?
Pimping been since pimping. No, I'm just joking.
Pimps know this. There we go. And I understand that there's levels to this shit. When I hear somebody say I'm kind of like a pimp.
That's why I said Money Mike. You know, it was just a joke.
Okay,
y'all don't joke about pimping in LA, huh?
I'm going to be honest with you. I mean, that's I came from that shit for 20 years, so no, I've never found it as a joke. You know?
Okay. Damn.
Well, how about you? Like something that you took serious?
No, that's why I get. That's why I said off. That's why I just said off. Okay. Yeah.
So rich off head.
Yeah.
Wasn't really necessarily you giving head.
No.
Okay.
It was more so. Okay. So like my projects, eat my pussy, my pussy again. You know, rich off head. I'm rich off of that in all ways. Just in life, spiritually. It's just I'm rich off head. You know what I'm saying? A lot of my music, you know, it's about head. Shit, I'm rich off head.
It is about head. It is.
Rich off head. Shit. You know, it was just a fun project. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't necessarily too deep for me. Just rich off head. I like to have fun.
And you like to have fun with the music is what you say?
Yeah, for sure.
Even if it sounds a little provocative. You know,
yeah, I actually think that's pretty, like, it's funny to me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your fans find it funny?
Yeah.
They f*** with it?
Yep.
That's live. No, for real. Listen, that's all that matters. Whenever you listen to me, as long as your fan base is receptive to the music that you're putting out and know how to separate the body of music from the artist, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And just understand that, hey, I'm just putting this out. Like, I just want y'all to know. Versus you got a lot of people acting like in the rap game, that's how they really live, and they really ain't even living like that. So it is cool to hear you like kind of break it down. Like, look, it ain't like that. I'm not out here giving head. I didn't have a whole bunch of people.
No, it was more so like rich off getting head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it wasn't out here having a bunch of people eat your pussy. You know what I'm saying?
No.
Like, you can clarify all that right here.
Yeah, for sure.
That it was just a body of music that you were putting out.
Yeah, but I was still getting head.
You was really getting head.
It just wasn't like a, I'm not saying I was disrespecting myself. Put it that way.
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to get to.
Yeah, I was never disrespecting myself or degrading myself in the process of this or with the release of this, anything. Like, that's not in no way my intentions or just reality.
Yeah. Yeah, your intentions wasn't, you're telling people you wasn't out here getting a bunch of head from people. You was just one sole person that was doing that to you. I'm trying to get down to it. Trying to figure it out.
What the fuck? This shit, so when I dropped this shit about 5-6 years ago, and now one person ain't gave me head in 6 years.
All right, let's do a test question.
Shit.
He bought the bottle of beer in 10:30. Let's do a test question here. Now, are you ready? Test question, all right?
Like, hey, you wasn't.
So you wasn't so. We're not going to say that there was multiple people eating
man.
It was one person.
But I'm saying, like, within 6 years, I probably had, like, a couple people I fucked with. So,
okay, no, nobody's mad. There's 6 years in between. How many people in 6 years was in your pussy? Two? Two was cool, right? Two was fun. You only did two. She's like, yeah, nigga, I had a zero on that motherfucker. on that bitch. Huh? Hell yeah, we need to put a zero on the end of that motherfucking chain right there. It's going to stand for a dub. You know people like to put dubs on shit. You know? So it was only one person, really. Or a couple.
At this point, ain't nobody eat my God damn.
So it was only two.
I ain't getting no head. The shit is all a joke. Shit.
No, it dawned from, it spawned from some fucking where.
Man, look, I plead the fifth at this goddamn point.
You just start singing a song while he's eating your pussy up. It's like, nigga, my verse is coming together crazy right now. My verse is crazy. My verse is insane. Nigga, getting my shit ate. Hell yeah. Why the fuck not?
Ooh,
why not?
Nah, I really make up a rap while I'm getting some head, though.
Sure. Yeah. And that's how you rich off head.
Like, yeah, that's, like I said, nigga ate, like, he eating cinnamon sticks.
Whoa!
Because this nigga was eating my pussy, and we had just ate, like, a little pizza box. Like, the pizza.
The little cinnamon sticks.
Yeah, type shit. So,
have them try the ones from Jack in the Box next time. The churros, I think they got. Yeah, yeah, y'all have fun.
Yeah, so the shit was funny. Yeah, so the shit reminded me of some motherfucking cinnamon sticks. I'm in my head like, bingo, nigga. Like, he eating cinnamon.
As he's doing it, like, nigga, yeah, I got this, like, shit.
I'm in my head like,
see, I'm with you here. I'm tapping in. I know how these songs were made. I know how all this shit was put together for you.
Mm-hmm.
You've been running the show on him. You the type of chick that, all right, since we talking about head, right?
Oh, shit.
Are you the type of chick that likes him when he's eating you out, right? You like to put your hand on his head and make him do it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know what that means to me?
I don't know. Motherfucker got to be careful with me. You will start thinking you sucking the dick out.
You like control. Oh, no. Whoa, let me see the lighter. Whoa. Pause. I never want to say that with a chick. Pause. Like, whoa. So it's going to be like, nigga, you sucking on a dick. I would never want to imagine that ever in life. Any nigga that ate your pussy knowing that is a nasty nigga. He gay.
Not like he gay. I got a dick. I'm just saying, like, I'd be having a motherfucking head in my hands.
But you don't question the nigga that's letting you do that and he know that's how you doing it to him? You don't question, like, damn, nigga, you give me too much control. I'm the nigga in the situation.
No, I dead ass have thought.
I know you have.
Motherfucker was a kink.
Exactly, for how you treated him during this. Now, I'm not mad at you, baby. A chick will only do what a nigga allow and vice versa. So I'm not mad at you for what you pulled. I'm more mad at the nigga that he allowed it.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on him. But you did make some fire ass music from it. So, I mean, shit, I guess that's when somebody got something out the deal. You know?
Yeah.
You went on to make music and he probably went on to teach middle school gym. You know?
I would probably just eat more.
I don't know. He's probably getting that. He's starting to get that jacket on him. Like, hey, you know, you can run that nigga. He's turned into official a bust down.
Damn. You
he busted him down. Yeah, he a bust down. He
yeah,
just
no,
busted him down.
No, for sure.
Like, come here, nigga, bust down.
No, for sure. No, for sure. For sure. For sure.
So talk to me, sweetie. You just celebrated your triplet's birthday. You've been busy.
Yes,
sexually.
I have. What?
Sexually, you've been busy.
No, the sexually, fuck I haven't. What the?
You've been sexually stimulating yourself.
Crazy.
You have been sexually
you are
stimulating
crazy.
Yourself.
I have not.
Triplets?
That's old. I mean, it has.
I don't care if it's old. Them triplets is getting older.
I'm saying the
that's
sex.
That's what's old.
The
triplets.
Sex is old. Type
how old
shit.
They turn?
Four,
right?
Right.
Okay.
So how you gonna say I've been busy sexually?
Because
4 years ago.
You've been marking your everything. Look. we got triplets, people that have been giving you head that we don't know if they're gay.
Oh.
Like it's a lot of shit going on right
shit.
Now. Dottie, I'm just trying to dissect
man,
it.
You
do
make
my
it
job.
Just, you make it sound
crazy, right?
Yeah, you make it sound crazy. It ain't even like that. It ain't
it's
even
hella like that.
That. No,
and
it
I ain't even mad at it. I'm on your side today.
Is you really?
Listen, baby. Hey. Hey, my shit's like all states. You are in good hands, baby.
Fuck.
It's like all state. You gonna be straight.
Nah, man, but it ain't like that though. I'm abstinent in some more shit.
So your triplets. They just turned four. They just turned 4 years old. I got to know how it was. Well, I don't know. You just gangsters. I know you probably gangsters them up. It's like three of them. How'd you, man? And you, because you're not a bigger girl. You know what I'm saying? You got a smaller shape to yourself. So to carry three kids, I definitely want to know what that experience was like.
So first, how it happened, I was like super sick. I thought it was only one baby.
Thought maybe you caught something from getting hit, huh?
For sure. I literally got pregnant off head, but that's another fucking story.
You got pregnant off head?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Church. And I ain't even talking. I'm about to talk to the niggas that's out in the world right now, dog. You don't only have to watch your dick, but boy, watch your mouth. Because look what the fuck she just said. She said, I got pregnant off head. This shit's over with. Life's over. I quit.
Yeah, you can get pregnant off head.
I quit.
That's
you can get
everybody,
pregnant.
I'm telling you, y'all heard of the Virgin Mary, so y'all know this shit possible. Nah.
I think she was doing some fucking too.
I think
she was doing some fucking too.
Not Jesus, mama.
Come on, dog.
Come on.
Come on, dog.
How do we know
we weren't there? And I'm a man of God. I believe in God. But I don't know. Was you there to know?
She probably got pregnant off head like me. I think I'm like the Virgin Mary around it.
So you feel like you're the Virgin Mary because you got, you're not Virgin Mary, but you're like, in a sense, a Virgin Mary because you got pregnant. So you saying she possibly had got some head then?
Probably.
But you won't agree to say that she might have got some...
Yeah, I'm going to take her word on it, because the shit happened to me. So I'm going to take
Did you run into her one day walking out of 7-Eleven and you held the door for her and was like,
hey, I was like, Mary, hey, Mary.
You know I got pregnant off head? Like, oh, shit, watch a big gulp. Don't drop it. Like, what the fuck? Oh, I ain't know you knew her. I never met her.
Yeah, me and Mary.
Till I said, what's up, when you talk to her?
For sure. For sure.
You got pregnant off head. Why you bullshitting me, man?
Bro, I don't...
Was he eating you out in
this? It's probably, bro, we got to...
Did this nigga have some of his cum? Did this nigga have some of his cum on his tongue and ate you out? Like, I mean, I don't see where it happened. Was a nigga... Well, I don't know.
I didn't know it was scientifically possible.
I know
either,
the birds
man.
And the bees, baby. I've never heard
bro,
of this.
That's what I'm saying, G. I'm magical. I'm mystical as fuck, bro. I don't know. This shit crazy.
Pregnant from eating, getting it. And you had triplets.
That's what I'm saying.
And this is why I don't eat bitches. It's because of shit like this. Right here. See, when you would think about
so
it.
So you don't eat
think of times like this.
So you don't eat
You know why I would not? Because I'm going to think of times like this even when I want to, right? And it's going to just not be like, nah, because that one bitch did say she got pregnant with triplets, nigga, off her head. So let me go ahead and just chill.
Oh, yeah. So you don't got a wife or nothing? Girlfriend?
No.
No?
No.
You look like you hard on the bitch. You don't play that shit. You one of them type of nigga.
What would you consider hard?
I mean, like you just said, you don't eat pussy, so I'm just...
Is that hard on the bitch?
That's insane on
the bitch. If
she
don't suck my dick, I'm cool too. What, we got to trade for a trade?
That's insane.
Trade for a trade. You know why I don't?
Yeah, you.
Because I came from the game of it. Do I feel like? See, it's a sense of control.
It is.
It is.
I run all my,
see how it not, is. To hear from a woman. To me, I'm not mad at nobody to do it, but I know what type of nigga I am, and I always feel like that shit is a sense
of
control.
Nah, for real. I do be feeling like I run a nigga a little.
You
bit.
Do, just, and you know.
See, I ain't sucking this dick. Okay. Yeah.
And I'm glad that you know I got a woman here to tell that. True.
But then again, on some real shit, no, because niggas is nasty. So they don't eat anything it. For real. So now it's to the point, I ain't even letting a motherfucker eat my pussy. But I feel like back in the day when I was a little younger, I did feel like I was controlling the nigga type shit. If he just coming up off the head all the damn time, I ain't never sucked his dick nothing. Like, yeah. I might think like.
So he never sucked his dick, he gave you all head shot.
Yep. You say this shit an abomination.
This shit is sinister.
Yeah.
Shit's crazy. For real.
No,
I mean, I teach. Listen to me.
What if you just found a girl that you really liked and you just...
That's fine. But you doing this shit as a sport. And I'm sure that a lot of these other chicks is getting sport head.
Mm.
You know what I'm
saying? Damn, I ain't even getting sport head no more, though. That was back in the day. My younger days. I'm grown as hell now, man.
I bet you got a mantle full of trophies, huh? Just your legs spread, the nigga's head turned to gold. First place for you every year, huh? First place for
bro,
you every
gone.
Year. You gonna show
gone.
Your kids some trophies when they get
gone,
older?
Gone, bro. Stop playing. Stop playing, bro. Stop playing.
How's the babies, though?
They doing good. They doing real good. Yeah, my babies, they super funny, super smart. I love
them. How has it been trying to manage your rap career and triplets at the same damn time?
It's definitely a lot, but I think it works for me. It's just for me. Like, I even made my babies, like, a part of my brand. Like, it's Key Plus 3. So it's like, I make it work. Yeah, I make it work. For sure.
You know I don't believe you when you say you got pregnant off head. But, no, hell no.
Why not?
That's fucking insane, baby. Like, I've never heard that. I mean, I'm going to pull it up. I'm going to try to go Google the statistic. I'm going to try to find out. Donnie, can you find something out?
Oh, shit.
If you can get pregnant off of oral sex.
You
please, because I'm just curious to know, yes or no. You ain't got to read off a bunch of shit. You can get pregnant off of giving a woman head.
Yep.
A woman can get pregnant.
Yep.
And have three kids, not one, not two, but three.
Three. No, that's really crazy. I didn't even know I could do that.
I wouldn't have known you could do that.
And like, I've only been pregnant once in life, and it was with my babies. So that's like just super like, what the fuck?
So the first time you got pregnant was triplets.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, wee, that body dangerous. Nigga needs to stay away from you. Hell yeah, you a wild, you a walking child support child. Straight
not even,
up.
Not even, though. Not even. Not even.
No?
Not even.
That's manny, man.
Not even.
You see anything on it, Dunny?
No, this is not possible.
Not possible.
Man, y'all tripping. Y'all better go and
most. Mari, baby. We
y'all
just
gotta go
up
in the Guinness.
The statistic.
What's
this
shit called? The Guinness Book of World Records, man.
Are you in there?
Yeah.
For that?
For that.
For getting in. For getting in and getting pregnant.
With triplets off of head.
How can we prove this, though? He just said it says it's not.
I mean, I'm the fucking living proof.
Probably spit, kiss the dude.
But y'all gonna. Oh, fuck that. But y'all gonna believe the Virgin Mary, but y'all ain't gonna believe the motherfucking Virgin Queen King. The fuck? That's some bullshit.
Wow.
That's some bullshit. I think that's some bullshit. I think that's discrimination.
No, baby, we with you.
But y'all ain't gonna believe the Virgin Queen Key.
I'm trying to find. I'm trying to find the.
Birth to either, you know, Jesus or the Antichrist.
The Holy Trinity. No, the Holy Trinity. Y'all got it, man. Y'all tripping. I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all tripping, bro. I'm trying to tell y'all.
No, that shit's crazy to me, man. So you, we'll be on that shit forever. Let's move on. We'll be on that shit forever. So you just announced the tour opening in Fasada, baby.
Yeah.
This is going to be one of your first big ones.
This is going to be my second tour. I went on tour with G Herbo up in 2018. Yeah, the fall of 2018. Okay. Yep.
Say a lot.
It was lit.
So you say you went up with G Herbo 2018?
Mm-hmm.
How was that? How was the experience with him?
It was lit. I learned a lot. I fuck with her. I ended up leaving the tour, though.
Why'd you end up leaving the tour?
Because it just wasn't working for me.
What part?
Just all of it. It was,
Niggas wasn't trying to give up no head?
It was too much. Nah, niggas was definitely giving up head, but I didn't even want no head. You know, I was more so on my business. And, yeah, it didn't work for me. It didn't really make sense for me because it's like I'm turning down shows at home and shit that was paying me more. Then it's like I'm spending more money doing the tour shit, and it's like I'm going in debt. You got time for that shit? Got the fuck off.
So you wasn't making the money that you would have wanted to make to actually be on tour?
Yeah, it just didn't make sense.
I mean, your first tour.
I did a lot of the shows. I probably did about 10 of the shows or some shit. Mm. But just after a while, I did it till I fucking couldn't no more.
Yeah, spending out your own pocket.
Kind of, but going in debt more so. Because, like, the label was fronting shit. But I don't get no fuck. I don't want to go in debt. I don't. Yeah. That shit don't excite me. Motherfucker just steady giving me shit. I don't really like that.
Yeah. Well, I look at it like this, especially for your first tour, you was going to have to bite the bullet a little bit.
Sweetie. And I did. That's why I did them 10 shows.
Yeah, like,
but after a while, it was getting, like, unnecessarily insane. And I'm like, I just don't agree with this type shit.
So they weren't like paying, decision. They was like trying to, what was they trying to do? Take out, like they trying to take the money out from you being on tour of like,
it's like they
room
was
and
paying,
board.
Yeah, it's like they paying me, but then the expenses, the shit wasn't balancing out.
Yeah, was you buying clothes and shit like that on tour?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
so
that,
it's
you
just,
know they gonna take all that shit from you.
No, for sure. So I'm saying it just wasn't, it just didn't make sense for me.
I don't know, baby. Me personally, I would have probably bit the bullet for it, said fuck it. Because that tour, and like you said, even though you did 10 shows, I would have probably stayed on to the end. So that way you could say, hey, I got that under my belt. Just for experience for the next ones.
Oh, yeah,
you know
no,
what I'm saying?
It was only like probably 4 shows.
That you missed.
Yeah. Okay. I probably could have did them. Yeah, you right. But
just to finish strong,
time,
you know?
I wasn't fucking with it. And yeah. I had a badass attitude at the time. So yeah. I just wasn't doing it. That's a cigarette. That might... up a little.
No, it's not gonna fuck you. It's only gonna fuck me up. And blunt gonna do it. That blunt's like 10 of them.
No, it's not.
That cigar paper's like 10 of them.
You fucking up my throat already.
No, that blunt's fucking up your throat.
All right, I'm gonna leave.
That's tobacco. That's tobacco too, sweetie.
Everything just fucked up.
Yeah, everything's fucked up. Even that tour. You should have finished up them 4 shows.
You think so?
I think so. It was just
But
like,
now, because you really don't even know the whole story. It was a lot of shit.
I mean, tell me the story.
It was just a lot going on. It was a lot going on in that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Was niggas trying you? Was some bullshit going on like that? Or?
It was just a lot going on. I was just...
That shit, personal shit, but going back at home?
Yeah, I mean, it was personal shit. It was me just... It was me just... My little ass, I was kind of crazy.
What would you define crazy? You ain't got to say nothing that's going to fuck
wild.
You over. Just
kind of wild, you know, just... I maybe used to get like a little distracted. Like I said, my bad attitude back then type shit.
Yeah.
Like I was just young and wild and just bad shit.
What'd you get from having that bad attitude? Tell me.
What
was your surroundings looking like at that time, having that bad attitude and pushing that energy out into the universe around you?
Really shit. Just hella yes mans, I feel like, around me.
Didn't know who you could really fuck with, huh?
Yeah, just a lot of yes mans, just a lot of on and off relationships type shit. Like not really trusting nobody and shit, not really giving a fuck about nobody and shit.
Yeah. I feel like, what, you feel like them babies is what saved you from that?
Yeah.
Like for caring for something, you know what I'm saying? Other than your motherfucking self.
Yeah.
Ain't mad at it. You know I know. I can feel it on your ass. It's reeking. Fucking reeking. Mm-hmm. I can tell you ain't never cared about shit. That's why you ain't care about that. And you ain't care about that tour like that. You expected more than what you got on that tour. You went in thinking the best and not thinking the worst. You got to go in prepared for the worst, baby.
Yeah, no.
Hope
so what's so
best.
Crazy is I be willing to do that when it's me. When I'm in control of the situation. I'm willing to do that. Like, take the hard away, whatever the I'm cool with that when it's me and I know what's going on. When there's all these other motherfuckers all involved, all these grown-ass people, and I just don't know what the fuck going on, I'm fucking blindsided, everybody ain't telling me everything, I don't know all the business, fuck that, I'm gone. It's like, if I would have knew what the fuck was going on, and shit was, like, explained to me, and just everything was open, clear communication, then I probably would have been more comfortable to stay. But it's like, if I don't know what's going on, I'm going to bug up, probably I'm going to leave.
You felt like you was left out the loop? A lot of shit.
Not even out the loop, but just out the business. And a lot of people think that's okay for artists to not know what's going on business-wise, but I never been like that. I don't like that. I want to know what's going on
so
with
feel like
everything.
So you got to run around on a lot of shit.
Yeah, to run around and just not being as clear about everything.
Not transparent enough
for
you.
Yeah, for sure.
Damn, that's mania. Fucked up. I don't know, I would have probably stayed on. I get it, though, that when there's a lot of shit that's going on like that, that's what do come with this business, though, baby. You know what I'm saying? Not everything's going to be peaches and cream and head.
Yeah, but when you got a motherfucker, I feel like I said, if it's only me, I'm willing to accept that. But if I got a team of overgrown motherfuckers that's supposed to be helping this shit run smooth, I ain't accepting that. I could do bad all by myself. I don't like doing bad with others and shit. I feel like if people join forces, it's supposed to be for a better outcome.
True.
Not we just all f***ed up and we together.
Yeah. Okay. What are you expecting from the Sada Baby tour?
I'm just expecting to finish.
Yeah, that would probably be ideal.
That's what I want to do. Sure. I want to finish because now, like I said, it's all on me. Period. I'm not signed to nobody. So, yeah, I just want to do it successfully, try my fucking best, every show type shit. Like, I just want to give it all.
All right, so you got to get somebody on your team that knows the business. That way you ain't got to worry about that. And all you got to worry about is focusing on your craft.
For sure.
It's hard to juggle 7 different things. Like, trying to juggle you just individually how you think it is for, you know, management as managing 7-8 different people.
That's why I don't think people should do that. Yeah. I think a real successful artist and manager relationship, I think it's just them.
Yeah.
I think they'll end up being the best. If it's just one manager, one artist, I think they'll
some people are
be
good
better
at it,
than all the people who got 8 motherfuckers and shit.
I just feel like for an artist, a lot of artists, man, they need the right team behind them. That way you can trust, because it's hard to trust
for
people.
Sure.
And I do get that, you know, for somebody to take care of your business, that's asking for a lot. But find the right team. That way you don't have to worry about doing all that shit yourself.
Yeah, I know.
Because that's what's going to get stressful when you on tour and you like,
I know.
And then you see everybody getting
that's
the
why
help.
I just ain't going to lie. No, hell no. God be sending me everything I need at the perfect time. So a lot of shit I don't even like over trip on, because I just know it's going to come. But yeah, the shit is definitely like crazy. But sometimes I can't go looking and go searching. Like, it really just got to come.
Yeah. Well,
because it bite me in my ass
that's
sometimes.
True. That's nice. But I think you're going to feel a little fucked up when you on this tour and you see everybody getting a helping hand from their people. Like I'm saying, they come with a whole team already. Like, yeah. Sada going to come with a whole team. He's not going to have to do nothing besides focusing on rap.
No, but that's fine, because that's Sada, and I'm different too.
True, but you still deserve having somebody hopping on the road with you that has your best interest 1,000%. Do not wait to try to get down there and try to, oh, can I get a little help too? Because motherfuckers going to be too busy
I don't even move like that.
Because you're going to need a little help on that tour. Like, just
no,
within
for sure,
clothes,
but
just
I will have
shit.
It.
You might
I will have
rest.
It planned out. I will have everything in order. Like,
that'd
that's
be,
the thing.
Be
I've been running my shit for probably like 2 years, literally all by myself now. But really, it's crazy because since the beginning of my career, I kind of been doing everything, but whatever. Just, I guess, legally for the past like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
I've been doing everything myself and I ain't missed yet. Like, I haven't been fucking late for my shows. I haven't, all the shit I was doing when I had help, I'm not doing that now. Like, I'm actually moving now, like I have help. So that's why I was like, I get what you're saying. That's true. I definitely need help. But I've kind of been literally showing myself that I'm doing better than the help that I've previously had, put it that way.
Yeah.
So I need good help. I don't just need help.
Well,
it gotta be like
that's why,
help that's better than me or that can
true.
Move like me.
But that's why it's your choice in who you pick to ride that journey with you. You know what I'm saying? So just remember, whoever you picked in the past
was
a reflection of where your mind was at that time.
For sure.
That's who you attracted at that time.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? So we got to kind of look at ourselves
this
is the type of person that I attracted. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think that's very important to stay on your game and your rhythm of knowing who you really f***ing with, because you had to make that choice to f*** with them.
No, for sure.
You feel me?
Yeah.
Like,
I ain't putting it on them. Shit, it was a group effort. We all was doing shit f***ed up.
Yeah.
But I'm saying I learned from that shit.
Yeah.
And now I've been showing myself that I could do shit right type shit.
Yeah.
So I had to, like, get myself right first so then I can find the correct team. Because if I was f***ed up, my team was going to be up.
Do you, a couple more questions for you before we get about here, because I'm curious. Do you consider yourself the hardest female rapper out of the Chicago area?
Yep.
Hands down.
Hands down.
Is there
face
anybody,
down.
Is there anybody else that you, is there anybody else? Y'all wild out there in Chirac, man. Y'all wild for real. Is there anybody out there that you like, hey, you know, she doing her thing? She on her way?
Yeah. A lot of the girls.
Who?
It's a lot of talent out there, period.
Dreezy
Raw, Mello Raw, Mama. I don't know if you know who that is. Mama Million. She's like new on the scene. I love Mama. It's a lot of girls. Pretty Leah.
Yeah.
It's hella girls. It's right. A lot of talent in Chicago, period.
Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely riding with everybody. I fuck with everybody. But it would just never be a day where I don't say I'm the best, period, you know? And that's just what I feel in my heart. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But I fuck with everybody. It's all love, you know?
Yeah. I would smoke that blunt with you, but I don't know what's going to happen, and I don't need you coming back a month later talking about you're pregnant. You feel me? I would have a blunt with you and have a heart-to-heart with you, but I'm like, I'm not trying to go through that. I got kids.
So you get me pregnant off.
Yeah, I'm not about to get. Yeah, I'm not about to do all that. Like, I see what's going on now. I already know where we at with it. One more before we get up out of here. You are dropping the All Eyes on Me key project inspired by Tupac.
Yes, All Eyes on Key.
What the hell made you?
I love Tupac. I'm a Gemini, and I love Gemini as one. And I love Tupac.
How old are you, by the way?
27.
That's dope, because you won't hear a lot of artists say, you know what I'm saying, especially from a younger generation, that mm-hmm. they fuck with Pac like that.
Oh, I listen. Know? Even the music I listen to all the old shit.
Like, yeah.
Literally all day, old shit. So, But yeah, I love Tupac. All Eyes on Key is going to be my first album. My other projects was like EPs and mixtapes, but All Eyes on Key is my first album, and yeah, it's going to be a body of music, and I'm doing a short movie with it.
That's going to be live right there. So you're going to do it just how they did it, because, you know, they had dropped a little doc on him back in the day. I watched it back in 2000 and maybe five. I don't know when it dropped, four or five that they had dropped, like a little documentary on him. I remember, like, on his death and how everything had happened. I think it came out with one of his last albums, some shit. I don't know. Don't quote me on it, but I do remember it. Yeah, that's going to be cold if you can embody that, sweetie, because that's very hard to fuck with. You know, Pac is Pac. I know a lot of, you know, younger kids will thrash his name and act like he wasn't shit, but couldn't really hold a tune to what the nigga's music really stood for.
And it's not even to compare myself to Tupac or even, like, go neck and neck with his shit. It's more so just my story, like, in the sense of how he expressed himself and told his story, that's the inspiration from it, because I'm telling my story. Like, my movie is going to literally show, like, what led up to me pretty much, like, becoming Queen Key type shit until, like, present day. So, yeah, I'm inspired just by, like, the storytelling aspect of it.
Yeah, let me you say you like my voice, right?
Yeah,
it's okay. Don't mean we're gonna have kids. I don't think you can get pregnant off a compliment. Hopefully, Donnie, you can't get pregnant off of a compliment. You know what I'm saying? Or that me receiving that and giving it back to you. I don't know. Just want to make sure. I'm trying to be safe here. Shit is fucking maybe, man. I cannot get my mind past that at all. It's crazy as
fuck. Okay.
It's crazy.
It's not that crazy.
But I was going to say, all jokes aside, yeah, shit, let me narrate it. I'll narrate it for you.
What?
I'll narrate your...
All Eyes on Key, but you don't even know my story.
Don't worry about it. I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah, you do got one of them Tales of the Hood voices or some shit.
That's my job, is to find out.
It's like that BET Uncut After
Don't you know how it goes?
Come in on the radio.
And listen to me. I don't have to know every time you got head... I don't have to walk through all that. You write out what you want me to say. And I say it. That's what you do. Your people are right out.
I told you I got head, man.
Man, I'm done with the head shit. We appreciate you, Queen Key, for sliding through.
I appreciate y'all.
Hopefully we can see you in the future. You know what I'm saying? I hope that you thrive, baby, and your success is everything that you've been looking for.
Thanks. I hope the same for you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. The Sharp Tank, no jumper, sharpest, coolest podcast in the world. And we just shot for another triple motherfucking double. Hey, Donnie, shoot us out the motherfucking gym.